Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 2, verse 6. Shut up. Well, that's not a very nice title. No, but it wasn't a very nice thing to say to Micah, but that's what they were saying to him. Shut up. Of course, they didn't use quite such undiplomatic language, but that's what they meant. Do not prophesy. Don't prophesy. Stop prophesying, their prophets say. Don't prophesy about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us. Should it be said, O house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord angry? Does he do such things? Micah 2, verse 6. Do the people like Micah's preaching? They do not. No, they hate it. And their responses, the professionals' response, the prophets themselves, shut up. Have the goodness to go away. Get rid of this preacher. Remember what they said to Amos, get back to the south. Don't do your preaching up here in the north. They didn't like Jeremiah. They didn't like his preaching, his discourses. So they tried to stifle him, shut him up, put him in prison anyway. With Christ, they wanted to kill him, and they killed him. This man must die. We don't want this preaching going on here. Paul, they wanted to kill him. He had to escape. But in a basket at Damascus. It's not a game, this. This is the carnal, pagan people, the carnal believers, so-called professors, and the pagans combined together, and they realize it, and they're not going to have this kind of preaching. It's a flat denial of Micah's preaching. Oh, you prophesy doom. You prophesy this judgment. You're a misery. No, it won't happen. It's offensive to God, this talk. God will not be like this. He won't do this. We are right. We don't need you to tell us we're wrong. We do please God. They're so confident. They're so smug. They're so self-assured. It's you, Micah. You're our step. Now, how often this kind of episode is repeated in history? It's almost a real history of the church. Oh, I know there's a history of Christendom, all glitter and show and pomp and everything else, but that's not the real history of the believing people of God. Oh, no, no. How often in history the majority crush the minority, but the minority are right? And it's true in secular history, too. How very, very often the few are right, the majority wrong. But amongst God's people... Now, my friend, what can we say about today? Preachers today, are we unpopular or are we liked? Well, it's almost like pop stars. It shouldn't surprise me if there's posters on some people's walls, their bedrooms, of these pop star preachers. Well, it's all popular, it's all go, it's all liked. We're right, we're doing the right thing. Probably, I would say, that Paul was often alone, but today we're popular, we've got our band of successful workers, we've got it sewn up. Don't prophesy to the minority. Let these radicals, let these out-of-step people get on. They're saying these nonsensical things, all the rubbish, antinomians or whatever they are. Dismiss them, get them out of sight. Yes, all the machinery comes in action to put a stop to the faithful preacher. Now, my friend, let me address every brother and sister who's having the courage to raise his or her voice against the trend today. You feel lonely. You feel besieged. Yes, well, you're in fine company. It's a small band. Micah, Amos, Jeremiah, Christ, Paul, and several others down history, the passage of history. Several have been this way. You're not really alone. It may seem it. But, my friend, the majority is not always right. In fact, I will make a case, the majority is more often wrong. Stand for God. Don't prophesy, they said. So he prophesied. God won't do these things, but he did. Oh, may God be vindicated. May God be lifted up Remember what James says, you know the patience, you know the suffering, you know the stand of the prophets. You know what Peter said, the prophets were prophesying, but they knew it wasn't for them, but they carried on. Yes, my friend, it is a lonely path, standing for God. But you know what Luther said, if you could show me from Scripture, then I'll change my mind, I'll withdraw. Whether he actually should use the actual words, I don't know, but it amounted to this. Where I stand, here I stand, I can do no other, so help me God. Well, that's the stance to take. May God give us grace to make that stance. It might be unpopular, but may we stand for Christ in this dark and decadent world.